Episode 4, The Curse of the Shantishaka. Privilege may help a man of noble blood climb the ladder of ambition quicker than others, but privilege cannot protect a man from the petty jealousy of one who had to climb the hard way.
Anderson, the port decks, oversea scouring scrub, Stotherington, chisel the mizzen, Milmore, crank the belfry, Bacon, attend to mast lock, Banks, Nicholas, lower decks discipline, Ginsburg.
Excuse me. Has there been a mistake? I think you just said that Banks lower deck discipline.
Nay, mistake. Off with ye.
It's just that I'm slightly more accustomed to a more glamorous...
Down below, soldier.
Yes, sir. Will I have any marines to accompany me?
Marines?
Yes.
Oh, aye. A dozen marines to protect your pretty flesh.
Really? Yeah. That does make me feel much better. Thank you, sir.
Nay! You're on your own. Downstairs with the ordinary seaman soldier. Hemingway, the inventory. Walters, Tremels. Dixworth, coil the ropes. Darlington, port the decks. Cuttlesty, kitchen utensils.
Down in the lower decks of the Fortitude is a servile underworld. Ruled by the lord of the jungle, the lord of ordinary seamen. These men are from the edges of humanity, desperate to leave their former lives, desperate for suicidal adventure. The ship's crew distract themselves with simple, barbarous gaming and gambling. These pastimes are seldom legal. One such entertainment, punishable by lashings, is agouti gambling.
My dear, you mangle your agoutis insides.
My agouti, I'll rip out your agouti's intestines, and then have them on crackers.
My agouti will rip the skin off your agouti and use it as a scarf to warm its neck on chilly afternoons.
My agouti will rip your agouti's ears off.
Gentlemen, I'm sure you are aware of Article 17, which states that gambling is illegal and contravenes ship regulations.
We got a problem, officer.
I beseech you to stand back, sir.
Nay, you tell me to stand back up there on the decks. I stand back. But this is my turf, so I stand back for a new one. You see what you want to see. See it in my bulging eyeballs.
It's just that the agouti is a pet.
Down here, it ain't.
No, but it's such a delicate creature. It's the favorite pet of Queen Charlotte.
Down here, it's just vermin.
Gambling is illegal and immoral.
He's a aristocrat, you see. He expects special treatment. I can give you some of my own special treatment.
No. There is no need for knives and such. I'm sure we can come to some sort of arrangement quite amicably.
Well, there's a big
put the knife down.
This time, I'll let it pass. But just so as we understand each other. Up there, I do as I told. And down here, I give orders. And ye listen. So you better behave yourself, or I'll make your life nay worth living. Are we understood?
Yes. Yes, I understand.
Give me your whistle. Lend me your ear.
Yeah.
The stirring national anthem of Andalusia, mortal enemy of gravy. The impending rendezvous with the Andalusian ship Sventopia has caused palpable tension aboard the Fortitude. There is no love lost between these two cultures. In fact, they never see eye to eye.
Have you seen anything yet, Sonoga?
Nothing yet, sir.
Yet?
No, sir.
Now?
Yes. I think I see it, sir. I think I see it, sir. The Andalusian ship.
Must be dead to this Kip Solander. I want to be the first to see it. Oh, look at it. It just looks like a big, shapeless grey lump.
Yeah, that's a rock, sir.
No.
The ship's a little more to your right.
Oh, yes. That's more like a ship. Well, it's quite nice, actually. Oh, those lucky dog munchers. It's not racist to say that, Solander. They do.
The ships, Fortitude and Sventopia, are anchored side by side. The crews of both ships stare each other down, weapons at the ready. The captains face off at the forecastle.
Where's Quaker?
He's at the bows.
Is that the front bit or the back bit?
The front, sir.
All right, why don't they just die then?
Careful with that telescope, sir. You're swinging it around recklessly.
Look at Quaker. He's shaking a sock in the air. Why is he waving a sock in the air?
It's an Andalusian salute, sir. It means we come in peace.
Oh, yes, the Andalusians are replying in life. Won't they get cold feet, though, Sonoga?
Some people carry a spare pair of socks, sir. Just the waving.
Well, some of them have bare feet. I think it's dangerous. I don't like it. I don't like this peace business. I think we should fire a musket and send a message saying we come in war, not peace.
These diplomatic proceedings can be very troublesome, sir.
I am the scientific leader of this ship, Sonoga. I should be up there at the bow.
Bow, sir.
Why would I bow to you?
No, the front of the boat, sir.
What about it?
That's where the captain is.
Yes, I'm going to the front.
Other way, sir.
No, that's Sonoga. I'm going this way.
Thank you, Sonoga.
Excuse me. All coming through.
The rivalries between these two nations were fiercest in 1762, after the Andalusian Queen Astrid was quoted as labeling Gravy Islanders as yesterday's fish salad, a comment that insulted everyone in Gravy. At the time, Gravy's superiority over all other cultured societies was unquestioned, at least by the people in Gravy. Over the next 20 years, Andalusia rose up as an intellectual power, a nation capable of perpendicular thinking, outstanding hygiene, and the production of extremely salty licorice. I've tried it myself, and it really is an acquired taste.
Love you, girl.
I am Captain James Quaker, and I humbly serve Queen Charlotte.
You receive a letter. We make night of meeting here.
I cannot understand what you're saying.
Your language is very bad.
Who is this speaking in insulting sentence to us?
Sorry, we do not mean to cause offense. This is Lord Banks, head of the scientific division.
And the leader of the expedition.
Technically,
leader.
That is not so.
Leader.
My affairs has not been taken. My baby is a little bad, I know this. I've been obsessed with speaking Andalusian.
Ah. On Enonda, in Schleimengleisen, on Hessen Stronglau.
They're not the same, Sonoga.
All of it is pleasantries, sir.
Well, why don't they sound more pleasant?
Excuse me, everyone. Excuse me. No one can understand what you're saying. It makes no sense. It's just gobbledygook and nonsense. Please speak in the Queen's gravy, that language of the intellectual.
Many consider Andalusia intellectual movement as vastly superior.
Don't tell them anything.
A quiet, Lord Bunce. We search for Evan's clover.
Shh.
So we may destroy it.
Oh, you told them.
you, pleasure-loving heathen.
Does this man speak for Yoshki?
Yes, I do.
He does not.
Does so. I am the head of science aboard this ship, and I will not stand idly by while you insult gravy by waving your socks in the air, by having multiple women on board in leadership positions, giving hugs freely, and the worst offense of all, you are dog eaters.
You eat the cat, do you not?
Yes.
Your practice with eating Oki cat is barbaric to us.
Eating cats is normal and delicious. Eating dogs is perverse and weird. It is weird.
Why is your dog
so not being quiet?
You raised psychic disquiet among my crew. Can we expect a peaceful voyage ahead?
We are both scientific vessels.
No.
We offer a safe passage and return to your reciprocity.
Listen to them fraternizing, Solitaire. Finally, I have an idea. I'll show them negotiating. Sounds like this.
Boom. Where are we going, sir?
We're going to requisition the ship's cannon. Soldier, prime this cannon.
Yes, sir. All done, sir.
Now, soldier, fire at that Andalusian ship.
Sir, I can only take those kind of orders from Captain Quaker.
Is that so?
Sir?
Are you open to bribery? Solander, do we have any bribery?
We have some snuff, sir.
We don't have any bribery, but we have snuff.
Yeah.
And we'll just place these matches on top of the cannon and turn my back and just walk away.
And that was rude. He just walked away.
Sir, he's letting you fire the cannon.
Ha, ha, ha. I see.
I don't think this is a good idea, sir.
Nonsense.
Sir, stand back!
If you follow us, we will be forced to engage in combat. I apologize on behalf of Queen Charlotte.
We can have a farewell with you, a retaliation that will not be fired or revealed. Then we are even, because we are fair people. We give you 80 minutes and we be fired.
All the ropes, cushion the cups, bristle the harkin, with ease. Hold fire, all to no one was responsible. Who fired that cannon? Lord Banks, is that you? Lord Banks?
What a feeling firing off that cannon, Solander.
It was intense, sir.
I bet those Andalusians found it intense. Do you think they were shaking?
I think so, sir. They looked terrified.
What did you think of my cannon firing?
I thought it was very noble and brave, sir.
Do you think I get a cannon like that in my house?
Possibly, sir. It could be somewhat risky, don't you think?
Lord Banks!
What the flunk do you think you were doing?
What is the meaning of bursting into my private quarters and using foul language?
You almost sparked off a war.
They are the enemy. You don't defeat the enemy by waving socks in the air and talking.
You don't provoke them either. I was conducting peaceful negotiations.
Peaceful negotiations? Peaceful negotiations are a slippery slope to kowtowing to another flag.
I'm as much gravy as you are.
Well, are you? You're not of noble blood, and therefore I feel the responsibility as a man of royal lineage.
You're not of royal lineage.
Well, okay, I'm not second or third cousin sort of connections, but I'll have you know the Queen and I share a great, 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 great grandfather.
You may have missed a great, sir.
Not now, Solinda.
I have been sent here by the Queen, and the Queen's orders state a chain of command in which I am the highest ranking. I am the captain.
You're a hick from Shantyshire.
I am that, and I am higher than you in rank, and I have a duty to oversee the safety of this ship, to make sure that the men's lives are not lost.
The men's lives? And what about the women? You're slapping about with astronomers while attempting to
who knows what?
Mrs. Haley and I have a professional relationship, and I shouldn't have to remind you to respect the chain of command.
And I shouldn't have to remind you to respect my position in society, which is very high. I'm a lord, sir.
That is irrelevant.
Ah! Did you hear that, Sullender? Your true political colours come out now, Quaker. Down with the aristocracy. You're one of those, are you? You're a unionist.
I am not a unionist.
You sound like one.
Do well for you to hold your tongue on such matters. Undermining my authority will only result in punishment.
If you want to punish me, punish me. But be a man about it.
It would not do well for the morale of the crew.
Lash me.
And it would not do well for our working relationship.
Lash me. What working relationship?
You are the head of the scientific division of this ship. I am in charge of diplomacy in all matters of a sailing nature. We have to learn to work together. I need you to be a team player.
Team player? That sounds ghastly.
Sir, perhaps if you cool down, we could resolve this more agreeably.
Sullender, quiet! This conversation is for aristocratic ears and captain ears only.
You have unnecessarily endangered the lives of the people on this ship. From now on, if you want to discuss military matters, you do with me in private and stop taking the law into your own hands. I respect your bloodlines and I submit to you where my back in gravy. But here on this ship, my word must be respected by everyone. There is only room for one leader.
I agree, and I am the leader of this expedition. You silly simpleton fool!
I am appointed by the Queen. If you want to pay disrespect to the Queen, I shall send her a pigeon post stating your views.
No need for a pigeon post. That's quite all right. I respect the Queen. I shall let you do your sea business. I have matters to attend to of a much more important nature. That is in the field of science. Good day to you, sir. You are dismissed.
You can't dismiss me!
I said good day to you, sir.
Very well.
Okay, then. Good day, sir.
Good.
Very good.
Very good.
Excellent day.
Good.
Get out.
Day.
Don't come back
to you,
in.
Sir.
You have a lovely day. Have a fantastic day. Have a great time.
Oh, I will.
Have a beautiful day.
Another day, another enemy thwarted. But which is more threatening? The enemy that races Lord Banks to pleasure? Or the enemy within his own ranks? Starting wars is a tiring business. And even the noblest aristocratic war hero feels the agitations of a hard day of robust diplomacy. The best cure for such agitations is the same for a war hero as it is for the rest of us. A soothing supper and a good night's sleep.
Your hot water bottle, sir.
Thank you, sir. And I've
brought you some cat pate and crackers, sir. Would you like me to fluff your pillow?
Yes, Sullender. Fluff that one over there and pass it to me, will you? That was a pretty big day, Sullender. That Quaker has a bit of a temper, doesn't he?
He does, sir.
He's made me feel a little stressed, Sullender. I think my nodes are up. Will you feel my nodes for me?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I was going to feel your neck, sir, where your nodes are.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous, Sullender. My nodes are under my arms.
I was going to test the nodes on your neck, sir.
Well, I don't know where your nodes are and where other people have their nodes, but my nodes are under my arm. Put your hand there. Are my nodes up?
They do seem to be up a little bit, sir.
Yes, I knew it. Not being a captain is very stressful.
You need some rest, sir. Shall I tuck you in?
Yes, please, Sergeant. Would you sing to me?
What shall I sing, sir?
The sleepy song.
Okay, sir. I'll just grab my mandolute.
Be still, keep warm, ignore the storm. Just close your eyes and soon you will be sleeping. Breathe deeply and soon. forget that your son just crashed your horse and cart. Forget that at dinner you went way too far. Just sleep, your shame will keep. Just count to ten, a few times then you'll sleep. Good night, Lord Banks.
The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium, a Howl original and a production of Midroll Media and South Coast Shenanigans. Coming up next time...
There will be plant life aboard this island. Under no circumstances, anyone who is not a botanist allowed to touch a plant. Is that understood?
Sir, will I be allowed to touch the plants?
No, Sullender, you're not a botanist.
I've been voraciously reading your Uncle Bertie's magnum opus, sir.
Oh, you think reading makes you a botanist? Don't be absurd, Sullender. Do you think a bee learns how to impregnate a flower from reading? Do you think a Venus moth trap catches its prey because it read a few books, saw some diagrams on how to do it in an encyclopedia? It has nothing to do with reading, Sullender. It's either in your blood or it is not.